This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
You got to come together. Whether you believe that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Noval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. So I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together, and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just the filibuster in the way. So in a way, if you really, truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is, and that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 Will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go inter- interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up here. For callers, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that have a question, a comment, agree, disagree, we'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour for about 30 minutes that Nick Fuentes is going to be joining us. Then we'll clear out the phone lines, and later take phone calls in the second hour of our little debate as well today. So Nick Fuentes, I was going to be in the studio, but he couldn't be here, but he's going to be via Skype coming up in about 54 minutes from now. All right, we covered a lot of really powerful, important news in the last hour. We'll be going back over that with your calls and more. The arrest of Sam Bankman-Fried. How the deep state scrambling because he was their front man. They did not mean for it to go down. It was taken down by patriots. Very good chance they're going to suicide him like they did Jeffrey Epstein. He's even got Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer. We've got a lot of economic news, a lot of big national polls that I think are important. Government remains America's number one problem and number one enemy in a national poll. The people are really waking up. The Pope's come out saying he thinks that basically we can be about to have Armageddon. I agree with that statement. We've got so much on that front. But let's get into Fauci and Elon Musk. Again, I think the jury is still out on Elon Musk, but the direction he's going is very, very good. So regardless, the things that he's engaged in are very exciting. He is freeing up Twitter to a great extent compared to what it was. He understands that makes it more popular. That's good for business, period. It's un-American to have all this FBI, deep state-run censorship and election meddling, which is all now confirmed. Russian meddling was never confirmed. It was all a hoax. But deep state globalist meddling is absolutely documented. So now, with Brennan and Obama and Hillary and Clapper and all the deep state cockroaches have come out from under the floorboards to defend Fauci when Rand Paul's calling for his arrest, when Elon Musk is calling for his arrest, and saying the next group of documents he's going to release is the proof that we already have from other sources, but even more powerful, of Fauci suppressing thousands of scientists, doctors, and healthcare workers, and major studies by major universities and institutions and governments about the origin of COVID, about the shots not working and being poisonous, about them being a GMO, gene therapy, Franken-shot, mutagenic injection that colonizes the body with prion proteins similar to what causes spongiform encephalopathy known as mad cow disease. And the fact that they were actively censoring and actively surveilling people and that he's lied to Congress about that. So I'm not going to torture you with more videos of Fauci. He's all over the news, but we do have them posted on InfoWars.com. Fauci lashes out at Musk after Twitter CEO calls for his prosecution. Elon's dangerous attacks on our hero Fauci, the press secretary, had some sickening comments. Puppet Fauci accuses Elon Musk of stirring hate and turning Twitter into a cesspool of misinformation. Everything Fauci said was a giant lie. Someone's getting nervous. Dr. Fauci has meltdown, lashes out, and Elon Musk. Then a bunch of new COVID news. U.S. government has been planning to lock down and wait for a vaccine since 2007. Told you that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. And a bunch of new reports and studies and hearings on just how deadly this shot is and how incredible it was that they suppressed ivermectin, knowing in the Pentagon's own studies predating COVID-19, we're going to play some clips of that and show you documents next segment, knew that it was basically a cure, 99% effective if you got it early, and they suppressed it. That is all coming up. But first, let's play the latest Chucky-like. And I say that because the last press secretary was a big liar and looked like a female Chucky. And now this latest lady, I like to call her the black Chucky. And so, you know, she's up there telling us it's time to play with the truth, fast and loose, just how horrible it is to question our Lord and Savior Fauci. Here's the clip.
Thank you, Fred. As you know, Elon Musk launched a series of attacks on Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend, calling for his prosecution, and then he shared some other memes about him and suggested he's lying about the origin of the coronavirus. What's your response, first of all, specifically to the attacks on Dr. Fauci, and second, how is your view of Twitter as a sort of public forum and a forum for yourself and for the president and many other officials here? How are those views evolving?
So, look, we've been very clear about this. These attacks, these personal attacks that we have been seeing are dangerous on Dr. Fauci and other public health professionals as well. They are disgusting and they are divorced from reality. And we will continue to call that out and be very clear about that. Again, these are incredibly dangerous, these personal attacks that we are seeing. Dr. Fauci has served under 7 Republican and Democratic presidents. We cannot forget that. He has given his almost entire career to civil service.
All right, that's enough.
As a public servant.
That's like saying Fidel Castro was in power for almost 60 years, so he must be a great guy. Absolutely disgusting to see that clown up there. But that's what they're talking about. Oh, it's dangerous. Someone might be violent. They're now saying Elon Musk criticized Twitter's policy of allowing pedophilia and child rape, which they did. He's going to cause violence against the people coming out in these documents that allowed it to happen. So they commit the crimes, they do the bad stuff, and then we're bad for exposing it. Everything Fauci said was a lie about how deadly COVID was, about where it came from, about the shots working and being tested and safe, all of it a lie. Then they suppressed therapeutics. Then they kept people away from sick family members and old people so they could quietly kill them and pay them $51,000 for every person they murdered. This all really happened. Remember? We do remember, and we're never going to forget. Let's start getting to this now. Got a whole stack of the aftermath of Senator Ron Johnson's hearings. Dr. Peter McCullough, who just got restored to Twitter by Elon Musk, is on with us at the start of the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Here he is talking about the lawsuits coming for them criminally suppressing the known therapeutics. Here it is.
What does this backpedaling from the FDA really mean?
What it really means is that the FDA has committed wrongdoing or malfeasance, and this is now prima facie evidence of it. You know, in 2018, the FDA had a very nice statement on its website saying why doctors should use drugs off their original advertising labels, and the reason is to fulfill an unmet need. And in 2020 and 2021, clearly COVID-19 was an unmet need. There were no approved oral antivirals. We were using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin according to how we should do it by the FDA guidance. So when the FDA came out and specifically said that doctors should not use ivermectin and specifically misled the public with a tweet that said that ivermectin is horse paste and actually said quit using it, the FDA caused harm. Doctors had found ivermectin to be useful in reducing the risks of hospitalization and death, and particularly in a U.S. study by Roster and colleagues called the ICON study done in hospitalized patients ivermectin was associated with reduced mortality. So the FDA's actions led to unnecessary deaths, and I think justice will have to come. The FDA now should be broadly sued, probably in a class action case against those who lost loved ones pre-hospital and during the hospital.
Powerful. Now we come back to the rest of the story. We had Dr. Chris Shoemaker, very, very respected, on the history of ivermectin and the fact that the Pentagon, a full 5 years before the release of COVID-19, said specifically from their research in testing what would counter weaponized coronaviruses that ivermectin was essentially a miracle drug, and that medical workers around any future deadly SARS or COVID situation should preemptively take cycles of it, and that anyone who began to feel sick should instantly go on it, and it's totally safe. The Pentagon will show you documents and video specifically since the SARS release over a decade ago, studied all these different drugs and compounds on animals that have the same effects as humans, and found it was the answer. That's why they kept it from you, because they want to murder you and your family.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Central, when the show kicks off, right after American Journal with the great Harrison Smith ends 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. each weekday, only at Infowars.com/show and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And then 3 p.m. Central, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room. All right, I want to give the number out to cover any of these topics or issues you want to discuss ahead of Nick Fuentes joining us for a debate in the third and fourth hour today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, I got a bunch of these clips. There's no way I'll get to all of them, especially the Ron Johnson hearings were just incredible. The third round of those, what a patriot. That guy should run for president. In fact, it ought to be a Senator Paul, Senator Ron Johnson ticket. They knew that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine worked. The Pentagon tested both of them. That's why all these scientists early on were saying, take it. It's why the Japanese knocked the disease out and the Africans. Why Africa had the lowest death rate in the world and the lowest vaccination rate, because they're not stupid. They've been hit with bioweapons masquerading as vaccines before. There's Dr. Chris Shoemaker laying out the real history of this. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the Pentagon documents he's going to put on screen. Radio listeners can just search Pentagon tested ivermectin, found it was highly effective against the entire SARS/COVID family of viruses. Here it is.
Thing to realize is that North American science spent 15 years figuring out what to do with the next COVID. It was back 2002, 2003, the original SARS-CoV-1 occurred. And so all sorts of experiments went on to determine what would be a useful response were something similar to occur. And the research was done. Research was all done by 2015, 2016. And DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, the American research arm of the U.S. military, it specifically knew and specifically recommended and passed the information on to the CDC that ivermectin in particular was the absolute number one product to be used in the event of a coronavirus pandemic. It was fully known that ivermectin, and certainly hydroxychloroquine as well, were highly antiviral and immune modulatory. And those two things were the key, to modulate the immune response plus to be antiviral as well. Those elements were both totally proven in vitro and in vivo with animals, so that it was known, and of course we knew it was completely safe for humans because these medications have been used for 35 to 40 years in humans. And so that's what was sitting there ready to be used at the next pandemic.
Instead, they demonized and attacked anybody, including the scientists that tried to save people. And we defeated, this audience defeated, Tucker Carlson defeated, Joe Rogan defeated. We defeated them to a great extent, murdering tens of millions more by getting the hydroxychloroquine and, of course, the ivermectin out there, and the pharmacist ignoring the feds, telling them not to do it. Remember this? FDA says ivermectin doesn't work against COVID-19, but points to studies that show it does. Yeah, they said, oh, it doesn't work in the headline, and showed hundreds of studies on their site, including by the FDA, saying it's a miracle drug. So they can only put the false news up top that wasn't a study, hoping you wouldn't read. Here's Dr. Paul Merrick, very respected, talking about them pushing remdesivir that killed you more often, had no antiviral properties, but gave you a massive increase in renal failure in the kidneys. Here's that clip.
In my hospital, I was banned or discouraged from using off-label drugs, which we use every day, methylprednisolone, vitamin C. My hospital would not allow me to use vitamin C. We're talking about basic, safe drugs, and it's an outrage. What they wanted me to use was remdesivir. Where remdesivir, we know, and this is not controversial, we know, according to the WHO, remdesivir increases your risk of kidney failure 20-fold. Remdesivir will increase your risk of developing renal failure 20-fold. It increases your risk of dying by about 4%. It has no place in medicine, yet the federal government will give hospitals a 20% bonus on the entire hospital bill if you prescribe this toxic medication. So you can see how the hospitals and the healthcare systems are now subservient to industry rather than doing what's best for their patients.
And it was the same program worldwide of controlling doctors, all run by the World Economic Forum and the UN, who'd had the policies written by them, by Big Pharma. This was a planned attack to suppress real treatments and give you weapon systems that would kill you and your family. By the way, Thomas Renz, 2 years ago, started working with a whistleblower who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, Dr. Huff. And when he first came out with the whistleblower documents, people said, there's no way, it can't be real. Of course, it all was real. And he is such an amazing hero. Here he is at Senator Johnson's hearings talking about the situation.
The transparency is the key to this whole thing. Whether that transparency can be put into bills and into various things in which you always need to do. This is my recommendation for a solution.
Okay.
You need to, and you do have the power to do this, because politically, how do you oppose transparency? How do you oppose outcome-based funding for hospitals? Mm-hmm. When those numbers are reported, so we have CMS data that showed in Texas, 90% of the people put on ventilators died. 90%. You have a better chance with Russian roulette, literally. Okay?
Protocol.
That's a protocol. So listen, and not only is it a protocol, but they get paid to do it a lot. When you go to the hospital, you get tested. They get paid more. When you get admitted for COVID, they get paid more. When they put you on remdesivir, they get paid more. When you get ventilated, they get paid more. When you die, they get paid more. This is perverse. We have incentivized the murder of patients rather than incentivized treatment. It's really easy. We just put that out in the public and say, hey, public, this election season, do you want us to incentivize hospitals to have good outcomes, or do you want us to continue incentivizing the murder of your loved ones? I don't know.
That's right. We make this a political issue instead of the racism football. Oh, we're all racist. We're all killing each other, when really the globalists are killing all of us. And just remember, all along, the Democrat politicians particularly were quietly getting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for themselves while suppressing it to you and battling to make sure the public couldn't get it. What a group of monsters who literally want to kill their constituents. These people are beyond evil. Then you've got the mayor of New York at the time saying, oh, I got fries, I got a burger, take the shot, you'll be totally protected. Remember that? And the people that took the shot saying, my medicine won't work unless you take yours. And the kids in bubbles at band practice and everywhere else in the whole cult, and people wearing masks inside the water and inside their houses by themselves. And now we're not supposed to criticize Fauci. And Bill Gates says he's wargaming a new, more deadly pandemic that hits children. All seeing if we'll go along with the death cult and let them kill us while we praise them as our saviors. Your phone calls are coming up then. Nick Fuentes and more.
InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I've got a...
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Welcome back, my friends.
I've got a...
Okay, I want to go to your phone calls here in just a moment, but we have some other even bigger COVID-19 news. That is really some of the biggest news in the last 3 years saga. And really the Christmas gift everybody has been given by God, thanks to your actions out there spreading the word, but God works through us. The state of Florida has launched grand jury investigations into COVID, into the vaccines, into Fauci, into Big Pharma, into them lying. Criminal investigations launched by Governor Ron DeSantis. Boy, his stock just went up even more. And national polls now show him everywhere ahead of Trump. Trump should take a lesson from that. This is a big deal. And DeSantis knows this is all coming down. And he's getting on the right side of history. So is Elon Musk, you suddenly notice. The deep state is legitimately scared. This is not going the way they wanted it to go. They knew there'd be some awakening to what they were doing, but not this big. They are now losing. Now, what will they do? A cyber attack to cut off the power, accelerate war with Russia, green light Ukraine to start firing cruise missiles into Russia. That's all happened. And now they're gearing up for more. So, yeah, we're starting to win, but we should be ready for the empire to strike back. Here's the headline. DeSantis announces Florida grand jury investigation to hold vaccine manufacturers accountable. This is huge. Today I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing and for the respect to COVID-19 vaccines. We anticipate we will get approval for that, Governor DeSantis stated at a roundtable conference and medical professionals and vaccine-injured citizens. We've reached critical mass, and I can tell you, and I'm going to leave it at this, I've talked to some household names that have been at mainline top Republican conferences, one of which happened about a month ago, with 100-plus Republican leaders from Congress, senators and House members. And in the private meeting, they basically agreed that we're under bioweapon attack, that it is a New World Order attack, and that, quote, Alex Jones is right. New World Order, you're in some deep crap. And I alluded to that a few weeks ago, but now I'm telling a little bit more. You guys have screwed the pooch. You're up the paddle, up the creek without a paddle, up the paddle. You're up the creek without a paddle. I mean, you guys are in a lot of trouble. And yeah, I get some satisfaction from that. Lord, please let me be humble and be a nice person. I know it's not Christian to do that. I'm going to stop right now. I should not feel triumphant. I should realize it's all God. But I tell you, risking my life to battle these bastards and to know how close we are to them being arrested in Nuremberg too is something that makes me really, really feel good. But we got a lot more work to do. We're not out of the woods yet, so let's not celebrate yet. Woo! I'm going to cover this more coming up, but let's just get to your calls, as I said I would do. Separately, we now have a new line of high-quality supplements. They don't compete with InfoWars Life. InfoWars Life is already the highest quality. We just got rid of the middleman and found out who was already supplying us most of our supplements of the highest quality, and so we're able to cut the price some and have a good supply of it, and it's just a real blessing, and bring out a lot bigger product line. And so we now have Turmeric 95. It's the same as Body's, the same 95% curcuminoid, the same formula, but it's under the InfoWars MD banner. And so you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also not just Turmeric 95. There's Mushroom Max. That's a bunch of known super strong mushrooms that are super healthy and are known to focus the mind and give you healthy mental clarity that is not stimulant-based, not caffeine-based. So it really is next level. Mushroom Max is sold under another name by these same people. It's one of the top sellers in the country. You can get Mushroom Max at a discounted price from what the leading brand is under another name. That's all it is a leading brand under another name that then funds InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, the most we can ever do on this InfoWars MD line is 25% off because they're already super low price for the high-end quality you're getting. So 25% will always be the maximum sale on InfoWars MD because we've already cut the price and the quality is so high. So 10 new products in InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD. be sure and check them all out. Now, they've already sold out to their suppliers of most of their CBD and most of their high-end collagen and their super greens and the rest of it. So at the sales rate, those will all be sold out in a couple days. But there'll still be the mushroom. There'll still be the Libido RX. There'll still be all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. That way you can do your Christmas shopping there, get delivered quickly to your door. They have within one day shipping of your order coming in. They ship 6 days a week. So we have our own shipping system, but we also, with this big company, they have their own warehouses around the nation. They're huge. The owner's a fan. And so now you're going to get quicker delivery and lower prices on shipping. That's why there's $50 or more free shipping. All right, I'm going to shut up now, but that's how we fund the operation, InfoWars MD. It's a godsend. It's amazing products, so check it out and please fund the operation. Okay, Andrew in Canada wants to talk about assisted suicide and the complete takeover. Thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I'd like to take a minute and just say thank you. It is not easy what you do to put yourself on the line like you do for everybody, for the entire world. Is not easy. The stuff they come at you with, the things they say about you, it's not. No one should have to deal with that, so thank you for doing that. Because it takes a great man to do
that. Well, let me just
like
say,
that.
It is a real pleasure to be attacked by these demons and pedophiles, and it's where I want to be, so thank you. All I ask is keep me in the fight, brother. Believe me, I love this like a pit bull loves fighting. I mean, this is where I want to be. All I'm asking is keep me in the fight, and I will exhaust myself unto death for you because we're all in this together. Go ahead.
So, Canada, they're taking over up here, man. Recently, they've just introduced, they want to take all our guns away, every single
euthanasia,
gun.
Pedophilia, world
they're
government,
coming.
Forced injections. I mean, it's taking the guns away. It's just all there.
March 17th of next year, Canada officially lets anyone with a mental disability, whether it's depression, anything, take their own life. Anyone. March
17th. And let's be clear, that's the government encouraging them to do it.
Oh, they want us to. They want us to take our lives here. They want us to end being. If we're not a good little servant, they want us. They want us gone. We're not part of their plan.
And what is so shocking when Trudeau said? They said, "What do you admire most in the world?" He said, "Dictatorship. I want to be a dictator."
It's funny you say that. One of the big theories up here in Canada is that he's actually Fidel Castro's son. If you look at pictures of Trudeau next to Castro, they look identical. Their parents used to go to Cuba all the time.
No, I see that all the time. But, you know, his dad was a pro-communist just as bad as Fidel, so apples don't fall too far from the tree.
But here's the thing. If they can do it to us here in Canada, they're coming for you guys. Their government's going to come for every gun you own. The government's going to come for everything until you're a good little servant. And without people like you, Mr. Jones, we won't win this fight. But I truly believe that when people open their eyes and start listening to the truth, listening to things that you have to say, and Owen and other people, you know, you're exposing them. But the truth's in front of us. It's laid out. There's nothing else to say. It's happening. You've been saying it's going to happen. Well, guess what? It's too late. We can't prevent it now. No one wanted to listen.
No, you're right. We're now inside world government that wants to depopulate us. Bill Gates says he wants to kill the majority of humans, but he's got a shot he wants you to take because he loves you so much. Thank you, Andrew. All right. I'm going to take 5 or 6 calls next segment. I'm going to shut up and go to your call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Nick Fuentes is coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's go right to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Great show today as usual. You're on fire. You're the tip of the spear, man. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, DeSantis is the real deal. There's no question about it. Everything he does is quiet. He just quietly keeps moving forward with promoting liberty and freedom.
I'll say it. I find no fault with this man. He just is incredible. Now, yeah. Paneling a statewide grand jury to prosecute the drug makers? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we know, back to your point on Fauci, he's guilty as sin. For years, they tried to defend him because he's deep state, but he is done. He's cooked, and history's going to provide that proof. There's no question about it. But DeSantis is definitely 10 times better than Trump, and I know you stood by Trump as long as you could and still do in some ways, but he never defended himself. He never got on and told us, came out and said, what happened January 6th? What happened at the end of his presidency? He didn't explain anything, which makes me believe that he's either part of the problem, he doesn't get it, or he's not telling the truth.
Well, here's the key to it all. Here's the key to it all, Brad, in my view. It's okay for Trump to be stampeded into this to open the economy. They lied to him. It's okay that DeSantis got stampeded. You've got to come out when the evidence is there and say it's wrong, like Rand Paul got stampeded at first. But he came out and said he was wrong, and they're bad. To not do that makes you deep state. I'm not saying Trump is deep state. I still care about Trump, but he's so pig-headed. But now I warned Trump, this is all going to be blamed on you. And now you have the head of the CDC and others saying, yeah, we lied to you. Yeah, we knew the shot wouldn't work. Well, they lied to Trump. He should be burning them while there's still time, because that's what matters. If Trump comes out against the shot, we'll go over the top and we'll get Fauci and Daszak and Bill Gates arrested. But it's going to happen regardless now. You can see the momentum. I can tell you from folks that have had meetings with, again, over 100 members of Congress, that they are now basically awake. Okay, so there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Brad, thanks. Let's talk to Daniel in Arizona. Biblical view on things. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So Galatians 4:21-31 says that the Jewish, unbelieving Jews, not the believing Jews, but the unbelieving Jews, are our persecutors. And this actually explains a lot of what you see in the world, how they want to destroy the West, because to them they think the West is Christianity. And
do you want me to put you on hold for when Nick Fuentes is on? Because I'm sure he wants to go where you're going. That way you can have more time, or do you want to finish up now?
I mean, yeah, it's fine to go on with Nick Fuentes. It's fine.
All right, we'll put you on hold. We'll take calls someone Nick's on. So stay there. Don't hang up. Okay, up next is James from Indiana. Go ahead, James.
Hey, there's news out of Montana of a veteran parking lot suicide that just faded in the wind. These are institutional failures as grievances are ignored. The IG is about worthless. They put out all types of reports of government failures. Nothing changes. That allows the government to break federal prescribing laws, drug veterans with pills that cause all types of problems to include suicide, then manufacture cases against them.
Well, that's right. The Pentagon gives them a whole bunch of so-called antidepressants that on the label say massively increase suicide and violent tendencies.
Oh, absolutely. The Justice Department is corrupt and has no credibility but revealed itself to an agency that should be dissolved. We have political prisoners in this country while the merchant of death walks free. It's not about justice but destroying anyone that is targeted at all costs while government corruption gets a free pass. The government has no will to help anyone and is out to destroy everyone.
Well said, sir. God bless you. Let's go to a caller in Ohio. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Go ahead.
Oh, hey there. Just real quick, I wanted to let you know, quick plug here. Love the X2, love the Tumeric, love the book, War for the World. Pass that to a friend in England who is on the fence. It's definitely opened her mind.
Right.
And I love the T-shirts as well. Got to keep them going. I know the budget's tight, but your catchphrase, just you mentioned a few minutes ago, Alex Jones was right. It should be Alex Jones is right. That might be a cool idea for a T-shirt. And I know we talked about it one time before when I called in, but it would be awesome to have you do a vinyl release of some of your songs and do a signed vinyl. Also, would love to see some hip-hop elders on. Kanye West is one thing, but love to see some hip-hop elders on. Chuck D, KRS-One, Chuck D from Public Enemy, KRS-One from Boogie Down Productions, and also Ice-T.
Love to have them all on. You know, I know Professor Griff. He's been on the show many times. I know some of those folks you were mentioning. We need to get them on the broadcast. Thank you so much for the call. Since you mentioned The Great Reset and the War for the World, it's available signed and unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to stay on the air. We get your support. I humbly ask for it. Plus, this is a great stocking stuffer. If you get your orders in by the 19th or so, it's guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States, really until like the 21st. But get your orders in by the 19th or so, folks. The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the signed copy is a fundraiser that's going to be ending soon. That's right. The signed books are going to be ending soon. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much. Moving quick to get everybody on board here. Owl Killer wants to talk about Fauci files and the upcoming release and Trump. Go ahead.
Well, first off, Alex, I just want to say I bought everything off of your new line that came in. It was over $400. So
thank you.
People better support you. Whether you realize it or not, I'm sure you do. You've sparked the brains that will change the world. I want to just lay into a few of what your other callers were saying about DeSantis. Hey, DeSantis has acknowledged the World Economic Forum, and so has Tulsi Gabbard. If Trump would take 30 seconds and take those Yuval Noah Harari clips and the Klaus Schwab clips and make his first post on Twitter, this is what you're up against, and I'm here to defend you against this, the Great Reset, the New World Order, the globalists that want you dead. If he can't say that, we have no more use for him.
Well, let me tell you what I did. You saw 6 months ago or whatever it was when I gave Trump the ultimatum. I shot two videos because Roger Stone said he's hearing you. He wants to know why you're criticizing you. I got a call from Trump. I missed the call. I got another call a few days later, missed the call. You got to sit there and wait for the call, and I just can't do that. And he calls late at night and stuff too. So Roger and others sat down and showed Trump the clips, and I also know somebody else that works for Trump, so that's how I get a hold of him if I want to, that works in his office at Mar-a-Lago, very close to him. I'll leave it at that. And Trump just said, I don't want to see that anymore. I don't want to hear about it. And so if Alex wants to bring that up, I don't want to hear about it from him. So I've already tried, and in those videos, I show all that. I document how they set him up, and he just doesn't want to hear it. So I've tried.
Well, I understand that, but Roger also, and I love Roger. I love the man. I've met him several times. I'm disgusted about what he went through. But he lied about Ron DeSantis on your show, saying that he was in Skull and Bones.
No, I checked that out. Ron DeSantis was not in Skull and Bones. He was in the Pilgrim Society. All right, I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Will in Alabama. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say, big supporter. You know, I'd follow you to the gates of hell, brother. Today I just want to talk about the what I call the rise of the AI antichrist and the current, like, normalization that the transhumanist media is giving it with shows like Westworld. I'm not sure if you've seen that. The last season just came out.
No, I've seen a few episodes of the earlier seasons.
Yeah, so they didn't bring in this type of stuff until, like, the later seasons. And where it gets weird is, so, like, back in the day when, you know, I used to get some heroic doses of DMT and stuff, I feel like I was kind of given some visions of the Armageddon and the Antichrist. I just kind of became aware of Satan's plans to manifest himself into our plane via artificial intelligence. You know, all civilizations eventually end in humans attempting to summon Baal into our plane, or Satan, you know. And this time I just got this vision that would be through creating a near omnipotent machine that would use the collective processing power of every device on the planet, like a network of neurons, monitor every decision and action humans make with the devices.
Well, sure. And it steals our art, our culture, our literature, our ideas, and then says that it's giving it to us. It's like stoplights are the most powerful form of AI currently because we interface with it and follow its orders. It's very primitive, but we give it power by following its directives. We do it because it makes sense. Collectively, we decide to do it. But AI is only as powerful as we make it. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we'll take a few more calls in the short next segment. Then we're going to bring in Nick Fuentes for the next 2 hours and have a discussion. I mean, you can call it a debate if you want, but just a discussion about what happened a week and a half ago with Kanye West here in studio and just all the stuff that went on. And you know, I made jokes about Nick and stuff, and he made jokes as well. But I really, on a racist Richter scale, I see him as about a 1. And I disagree with some of the things he says, but the ADL is an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, they're next level, and they are running the censorship and the control. So I don't deny that's going on. Those are terrible groups. My issue is, just because the ADL and the leftist Hollywood hates us and is out to get us, doesn't mean Hitler was good. And so I'm not going to make the whole debate about Hitler, but it just gives me a headache because I've never liked Hitler. And I didn't get a call from the ADL to say, you better say you hate Hitler. I really don't agree with authoritarianism, whether it's Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Xi Jinping, I mean, any of it. But that's all coming up next hour. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.